The WhatsApp says, hi, Corey and Dennis. I hope that all Barbadian men, particularly those on radio and those in the media generally, would have taken note that the guests on today's call-in radio program has not once used the word lady or ladies. She spoke about women. I have noticed that Barbadian so-called men seem unable and are afraid to call a female person a woman. I don't ever hear the BBC announcers refer to females as ladies. They have no difficulty whatsoever in calling and or referring to females as women. But our Barbadian men seem afraid so to do. Interesting one. Brastats, good afternoon. We take a call. You're on the air. Good afternoon. All right. Good afternoon, Brastats Sunday. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Corey, and your guest, sir.
Yes, please.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir. I'm good.
Yeah, all these heavy subjects that intimidate me, I don't know why.
Don't worry, let's go. You can handle yourself.
I have a question for you a while from this thing. Don't let me forget, Ms. Lane. But look, I want to comment on a comment made early on about the Bible. I find that we blame the Bible for a lot of things, and nobody makes any reference to the Quran, the Torah. The Buddhist book of wisdom or Hindu book of wisdom, because if you check those religious books, they have the same principle, and that principle is that men and women have a role to play in life, but there is a hierarchical structure that is set, whether you like it or not, or whether it's right or wrong. There's a hierarchical structure that is set, and in some other religions besides Christianity, it's even stricter than in Christianity. But nobody refers to those. The other thing that I am concerned about, sir, is that this idea of feminism, I listened to a discussion on another program where the question was that, what exactly makes women become feminists? And the consensus was women who either have had poor relationships with men, women who had failed relationships with men, of women who have had violent relationships with men. And the question was, are there more women out there in that category than there are women who have had wholesome relationships, family life, raised children, and so on, because the impression is given that most women are victims of men's behavior, and that has not been proven. Now, if you have an organization like police force, for instance, the police force has different hierarchical, has a hierarchical structure, from the sergeant at the bottom to the inspector to the superintendent, the assistant commissioner to the commissioner. These are all human beings, and on the law, they have human rights.
Alpha, I'm very alarmed that you just compare intimate partner relationships to the police force and the running of it. That right there is very alarming for me. But let me just address two things.
Let me finish, please. I know you have the whole thing. I've heard. I sympathize with you because obviously you have a position based on your personal life experiences. So I can't quarrel with that.
Alpha, you know
but
me?
I am saying that regardless of whether you're male or female.
Alpha, you know me? Ava, let me just there are two things that I think are very important to pick up in what Arthur is saying. First of all, with respect to other religions and what they're doing, one of the associations under the National Organization of Women is the Barbados Association of Muslim Ladies. And they have been doing some work, some what I think is really excellent work over the last couple of months with respect to the issue of access for women to the mosque. Of course, that's a regional and an international issue, and the Muslim community here has been having their own discussions and reconciliations. And I was actually privileged to go with the women when they accessed one of the mosque spaces for the first time in the history of Barbados. So I don't think it's fair to say that this is a discussion that is going on with respect to Christianity alone. The Muslims in Barbados are engaging and interfacing with the issue, and there is the space for discussion and change. There are also some people who are sticking to traditional views. But the point is, to say that we are only singling out one religion is incorrect. This agenda of gender is something that is permeating across various cultures. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, if women were prone to feminism just out of abuse, one in three Caribbean women would be a feminist, because that is the level of abuse that we are dealing with respect to the Caribbean. I think, like every other lobby, there is an experience that an individual may have, whether it's an environmental lobbyist, whether it's a feminist lobbyist, whether it's a HIV lobbyist, there is an experience that somebody has, whether it is personal or whether it's an institutional experience, something. And that drives you to do work, to see more of the change that you want in a particular direction. And that's where advocacy comes from. So I'm going to completely reject the veiled notion that Arthur was peddling, that feminist and womenist involved people are angry women. I'm going to reject that.
Closing comments, Arthur? All right, he's gone. Well, let's take another call, because we're getting close to the end. I don't want to get through these calls. Eye openers. My eye open wide. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I am actually really pleased about the work that Marcia is doing with the National Organization of Women. And what I think would be very useful is when the guy said it needs to be a partnership between the two organizations that support men mm-hmm. and support women. Because we seem to be going around in circles where we are looking after the men's agenda and the women's agenda. And the approach that we merge the two so that we can get out of this cyclical behavior of, you know, what was important for a man and was important for a woman is getting us nowhere. We seem as though we're stuck in the mud. I also think at some point in time that we do our men or our boys a disservice, because I heard at the 11 plus level that there are some schools where boys have to get less marks than girls to get into. I think that this whole issue of equality, we have to tackle it on a number of levels. On the educational system, for those people who are currently being abused in whatever situation, and for those who are successful and don't need to be dependent on the other sex, how we can help, how they can help others who are still dependent or being abused or whatever. So there are a lot of issues out there to be fixed. And what we will realize with a situation like this is that we can't eat the elephant all at
one
once.
Time. Mm-hmm.
We have mm-hmm. to take little bites at it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are different groups that we will use to deal with this situation. I think that there's a great, people talk about the church and Christianity and a whole lot of things, right? I think that there is great value in the church going back and having this free vacation Bible school that I used to go to. I think we lost a lot of ground when churches stopped having vacation Bible school and teaching people the values and what they are supposed to be, right?
I think church lost a lot of value when it came to not having people called by themselves. Because if you go to true Christianity, people use the Bible to beat people. But when you really look at the Bible, you realize that, you know, in the Bible itself, it talks about loving your wife like God loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't beating the church. God ain't even subjecting the church. You understand what I mean? So I do agree with you. We lost our way. We lost our way. Yeah?
Right.
That was for the Christian and the high up apostles.
I hope one day to be involved in some sort of advocacy or the youth arm of the National Organization of Women to save our women.
Don't hold, call them one day.
That's what I'm saying. Leave the number at front desk.
Leave your number. Don't hold.
All hands on deck.
And then for those people who figure, you know what? I don't need men. They don't have any value. I make all the money, right? But there's the virtuous woman, and she conducted herself in such a way that her husband was respected. And we need to get back to those teachings for people out there, because we are destroying the very moral fabric of our society by the division, right? And I don't want to knock down anybody's commercial platform or whatever, but I think a disservice is being done by Mother's Day and Father's Day. But how I get a mother, though? You know what I'm saying? How you became a father?
Parents,
so we can't compete with how much lunches they had or how much celebration they had for Mother's Day. Because I am a mother because of a man out there, regardless of what he is today. I am a mother because of him. So get rid of the two of them things and call it family. They are children. I don't know what you can call it because I'm so big a marketer, right? But those are things that still continue to confuse our society, and people don't see it as that. So there's a lot of work to be done. It's not a one-size-fits-all, right? And, you know, we're knocking men for how they treat women and all sorts of things, right? But sometimes we set up ourselves as women, you know, for men putting the price on us and what they do to us. And sad to say, there's still some women who are teaching their women, their daughters, that there's a value to their body. And I'm trying to be politically correct because today is Sunday and I come from church, right? But you understand what you're saying.
Very problematic. Could not agree with you more.
Excellent.
Could not agree with you more. And I also want to make the point that, Corey, I can probably get all kinds of licks for saying this.
You're accustomed. The truth. You're accustomed.
We also have to, where I thought she was going to go just now when she talked about women, Caribbean women have always been very strong, very independent women, no two ways about that. But we also have to challenge and introspect on the ways that we speak to our male folk. I have just said that on national radio. There are some times when I hear mothers going through Bridgetown and the way that they speak to their sons. The way that there was this man, dutiful man, going through the supermarket the other day with a trolley, and his wife had told him to pick up some tuna. And I had heard her because her and I were across the aisle from each other. But this man is behind her walking with the trolley, and he didn't hear when she said, pick up tuna. You ignorant man! I'll tell you to pick up tuna! You're so stupid! You can never get nothing to... And I was embarrassed for him. And I am like, what has just happened?
Marsha, you would say that you evolve, you change. I mean, even some of my WhatsAppers are saying they said they like the way how you've evolved. But do you see, I could read one of them, so the rhetoric and the there's a change. You see a change in yourself?
I don't think there's ever been a change. Reasonable. I don't think... Corey, you just suggest that I was unreasonable at one point. I heard that.
They did.
No. I don't think there has been a change. I think that I'm not even looking at Dennis.
Neither am I.
I think that what it is that people, I have been in the public space for a longer time now, and I think that people know a little bit more about me now. There were a lot of assumptions before now. So I don't feel like I have moved from my position as much as that. People now understand the position a little bit more. I have three sons.
I read these two when we go back to the line quickly. Women do have a big responsibility to become more cautious with their choice of men. You can't pick any old hat and expect it to be an Easter bonnet.
Agreed.
This other one says, why are men being put in court for maintenance of children and wives and women when they live in a union? A father went to prison for not paying child maintenance and he was killed in prison. Where is the justice? Where is the fairness, Marsha?
What? I don't even understand, because if there is a dissolution of a marriage, because he was talking about in a union, but whatever union there is, whether it's marriage or not marriage, as long as you have children with somebody, children come with a responsibility, right? And two people have to come together and to be able to provide for their child financially. Now, like I always say to women, I agree, you can't choose an old hat and expect it to, I love that,
I love
behave
that
like
one,
an Easter bonnet, right? So it takes for a lot of us to, before we get pregnant, to ensure, first of all, like I said, that we can support this child wholly and solely on our own. And then not to be badgered or pressured into a pregnancy that we know that we cannot support. That's on the one hand. But then on the other hand, men just have to get better at viewing it not as hair money and nail money and chafette money and cornflake money for the other man to eat, but that your child has a basic right to access support, to be able to buy school books, buy shoes and all of those things. So it's a complicated decision, and I agree that men have a responsibility, but women also have to become a whole lot more conscious about whose seed it is that they're bringing to the earth.
I tell the people I work with that when you date, look for in a woman, mother of your child, mm-hmm. and in a man, father of your child. We didn't get to go into much of these sometimes, but I mean, you had, I was surprised Peter did not agree. Eric Lewis, entertainer, commentator, aka Archibald Cox, did not agree.
That was not surprising to me.
But no, I think that persons who work in the social space understand what the sometimes, mm-hmm. always brings.
Absolutely.
You understand? And mm-hmm. I think that we need to start making the connections and connecting the dots. And understand how sometimes and create the gun violence that we are seeing
absolutely.
Today. There are some people that cannot make the connection when there is an absolute connection.
Well, let me try to make the connection. So that comes down to this link between soft crime and hard crime. Yeah. We do this thing in Barbados where we, like with everything else, we segment out. So a man can hit his wife a little bit home and that is okay. But he walk out with a gun in the street, that is problematic. Without being able to see that it takes the same profile of weak emotional intelligence, perhaps drug use, perhaps some mental illness that is undiagnosed or untreated, to be able to be an individual who will hurt anybody to begin with, right? The other thing is, like I said, when a child lives in a vulnerable home situation, that child is a lot more likely to go and look at a block for stability. It's all the more likely to be able to want to find a space outside of the mm-hmm. home, mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. able to feel supported and understood. A child who comes out of a sometime, who sees a father with three other children inside, who he's paying attention to, loving, supporting, but that child, the sometime child, has to feel like, what is wrong with me? Why doesn't my daddy want to interact with me in the same way?
And I want attention, so guess what again and do.
Those really are the correlations to me between quote-unquote soft crimes or things that we don't even see as crimes at all, just the way that we conduct our day-to-day lives, and the hard crime situations. People talk about gateway drugs. Right? And we understand that concept. Well, guess what? They're gateway relationships and home situations.
I can actually back you up 100%. Yeah. I see it and deal with it every mm-hmm. single day mm-hmm. of the year. Mm-hmm. This one is, men have no rights, I say. Why when I don't touch on that?
Men have all the rights, I say. That's exactly why we had to come into this space and say, listen, there's a little more of a need for equality, because the patriarchal society, like I just said, is set up with the belief that the man is the superior human in the species, and that everything about a person's life experience should be set up from the male perspective. So men do have, and still do have, all the rights.
Mr. Lane, I've been wondering for some time, is VOB spearheading an anti-God agenda? When I can hear a particular moderator, your current guest, and in some cases you, glossing over the topic of Christianity merely to be politically correct, it's concerning. I don't like the way this program has been going for some time now in this regard. It is like y'all would rather offend God than offend the world.
Well, I don't do it to be politically correct. I do not believe in Christianity. I that is not something that I live my life guided by. I don't. The church and the state in Barbados have been separated since, you can help me, Corey, 18 something. So there is really no connection between the church and the state in Barbados. And so it is not heresy to say that I do not believe in Christianity. It's not something I practice.
I think the same people that made those comments are the reason why so many people are against Christianity. And what I like to do is to point people to the book of Matthew and how Jesus himself was cautious of religion, which is a lot of man-made practices and so on. When really and truly you're supposed to love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and that is what I do. And I don't have to speak Christianity to make people like them please. I like to live my life in a way that it can so reflect. So look at my actions, look at my life, don't listen to my words to be Bible beating Christian or fanatic.
And quick to Corey, the issue of mental illness that you just talked about, there are a lot of people at the point where they need intervention or mental support, the church becomes a hideaway as opposed to individuals getting the type of help that they need. And those kind of things are the things that are problematic for me. And it's a discussion that I'm open to having, but I don't want anything forced down my throat.
Yeah, exactly. Corey, how can a man buy a fridge for a woman and his is leaking? Where's the equality for $4,400 too? Women will always prey on weak men. Women have all the rights in this country. Men are dogs to them, but not their money. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Leave that one out into the cold air. Brass Stats, yes. Good afternoon. Yes, you're on the air. Go quickly, sir.
Hi.
Yes, yeah, please.
I was in earlier, but I got disconnected. Anyway, just going back to wrap up what I was saying from the standpoint that reiterating, I firmly believe that as opposed to promoting gender, what you were saying just now in terms of holding a high standard of values and principles in terms of relating to both men and women as human beings, just appreciating that, no, there is a higher power, and we, as human beings, are created in the image of God, so that whether we identify as Christian, Muslim, whatever ideological group you may want to identify as, maybe for you, your God is feminism or your own intellect. When I say you, I'm speaking about anybody out there. I meet all sorts of people from all walks of life. At the end of the day, the critical thing is how we treat each other from day to day. Because we may espouse ideologically a position, but in terms of how we actually treat people, you know a tree by its fruit.
All right. Good point. Good point. We heading towards the end of the program. He says hi to the panel. I like the point Marcia just made about women and their products. They still don't like to talk about these things. Even pull-ups for adult persons. These prices need to be looked at. There are women out there who have very heavy cycles. Thank you, Marcia, for raising that point. Marcia, we heading on to the end. Let me just get some comments in relation to the agenda of gender as we bring this program to a close and put this program to bed.
So one of the things that I think we need to get a lot stronger at in Barbados is the rehabilitation of men who are perpetrators of domestic violence. It is not just a matter of saying why a man is problematic. It is also a matter of allowing healthy spaces for men to be able to learn new behaviors and, you know, get support and help for underlying issues that they have. I think that the way that we're talking about, I have not weighed in on the marijuana discussion that is going on in Barbados right now for a number of reasons. But one of the reasons that I will not weigh in on it is because I believe that we have to have a holistic discussion about substance abuse in Barbados. And we have to have a holistic discussion about access to supports for people who abuse substances in Barbados. And I think that any discussion about marijuana and this and that and whatever that does not take into account then, you know, cohabiting things, again, mental illness and, you know, self-medicating and all these kind of things is really not doing us justice. So I would like to see the expansion of safe spaces for men who have various issues, because it's not just how they operate in the private space. It's very much people who are problematic across the board to be able to get help. We also need to admit, like I said before, that the space of motherhood is still a relatively, active motherhood, it's still a relatively new one. There are a lot of children in Barbados who were raised by auntie, who were raised by granny. You have women who are now raising children in a direct and singular manner in a way that it didn't necessarily happen before. And to accept that, you know, families need to be able to access support, however the family is oriented. We've never really had strong familial structures in the Caribbean. And again, I know that that's going to be controversial to say, but that's we have never really had this strong focus on families and supporting families. And I really think that when we get down to the bottom of these issues and how to solve them and how to make our society stronger, that really has to be the agenda of gender.
All right, thank you very much, Marsha. Thank you, Dennis. I've been your host, Corey Lane, and I just, all is left for me to do really is to thank Williams Industries Incorporated. Do have a good afternoon, everyone.